duality sense of subject. Let's have it on what we did today so far. We have explained the sense of subject. We had backed out the previous things with the, then we had Pesci built up the vision, Judy knocked down the vision, and yet Ali made it through vision. What's your question? The word mitama, he says, means mitama yachere. So why isn't that mitama yachere? Let's clap it up what we did today so far. Get it? We have just explained the sense of consent. We had backed out the previous things with the, then we had Pesci built up the vision, Judy knocked down the vision, and yet Ali made it through vision. Atchana, what's your question? The word mitama, he says, means mitama yachere. No. So why isn't that mitama yachere? Oh, so it's porta. It was tame, right? And that ain't a mitama, it's not mitama yachere anymore because it's on some more porta. That's exactly what the mission means. If someone is porta, no, on the contrary. But cares. The Rambam says that it's not the Kabbal Tumma. It's not the Kabbal Tumma. Right? So the Pasuk on the mission that it is the Kabbal Tumma. Right? You need the Mishnah. Karamu Vitaras, Karamu Yukhala Oha Adam Tame, Ashi Pasuk the Rechel Kela. Now everyone understands Tame means the Kabbal Tumma. The word Tame very often means to have this nice tail in the throughout. But it's the Kabbal Tumma. The Rambam says, that it's not a Kabbal Tumma. It's a serious problem. Right? So the answer is no. A lot of the Taurus means as follows. It's easier, how should we say it? It's easier to sustain someone than to contract someone. Oh, that's it, right? Yeah. It's easier to sustain it. So if you can sustain someone, so you go down beneath the level of the splinter of Kela. Then it's knocked out. But to receive it, as long as it goes way up below these bottoms, you can't do it. That's what I'm assuming. With that, everything works out. It's true that the word tame means to be the tame, right? Tame means the tame is not poka, and the word mitama, that doesn't language means the tame up there. And again, only the way not to the tame up there is if you're also with poka. Atak, if you look it up, let's not go back to watch it to the bottom line of the tame. It's the tame of the tame. So let's go back to the Tzuv itself. Harachal HaMaisa. That's Chaim Arishis in the Spouse. He thinks that based on this result, we can be mapping jealousy, or the life of jealousy. The life of jealousy. Why? Because let's remember, and here's if he never changed his mind, Mr. Kuzik, if it's lived on that, he has Kelev, it's after the Alma. And if it's Nifter after the Kelev and it's after the Alma, then unless it's over in the top, even if you made your magic wand, you make it edible all over again, it remains good. That's what he writes in Kelev Bay, Simeon Allen. Simeon Allen. Now, I want to add in the food. I'll get that to the later. I want to add in the food. The Akhiezer is not distinguished, as the Chazanish does, between whether the original creator product is ultimately absorbed in the product or not. The final product or not. The Chazanish said if it absorbs the final product, it's much worse. In the world of Kameh, even he wrote a Kameh. It's just the Hekam Tim said, why is it no business in the final product? It's the product. And Akhiezer denies that distinction. And explain what we saw yesterday. He compared Kaiva. What is Kaiva? Come on. You take the hard stuff and you put it into the milk surface, you pull it out. He compares that to the smarin with the smarin way we understood it less than time. No distinction. But that's the distinction which the Chazan said a big deal about it. He just goes right over his head. He makes no difference in one at all. No distinction. And therefore, about time, he wants the amount of the Taylor Gimbal, Simmons, Lama Gimbal, to cut an A. He wants to be mad that his jealous on his face. Even though the gelatin ends up in the final product, makes no difference. It was different. I feel it's color in the middle of the production. It's after the alma and it's moving. So here's the big question that I want to discuss now, right now. Very critical. What happened to only the top? They started screaming to the estuary, the valve. It's only the top over here. These bones are taken by the manufacturers, after the slaughterhouse, I guess, and after they list, whatever. And they take them, they put them aside, and they process them, et cetera, for the express purpose of what, of gelatin. It's only the top. It took me a while to realize that it's a key word in the time of this. I told you yesterday, I didn't see it. What's the word? Key word. Mitchila. And I realize after what's going on over here. So they throw it. Smurrin. What is smurrin? Wine sediment. Can be used to do various things. Like citrus valves in this case, and the mamanita in another case. What do you say? Is wine sediment over the top? Is it meant for this purpose that it's made for? Or is it ain't over the top? So the chavazah, the very end of the tour. Remember what the chavazah said. Chavazah is a big maker. The man is made of the chavazah. He said that as long as it's difficult, I feel as other. Even though it can be doctors. And once again, he made well, I feel as other. No matter, put there anyway. That's all you saw of the chavazah. Well, that's all the chavazah. Right? That's all the chavazah. What's an example of the chavazah? The example, the last one, was the last one made the big target. The example of all the chavazah is smurrying. What is smurrying? Wine sediment. What happens to most wine sediments in the world? Where's it go? Bow, bow. You put the bottom of the barrel? Okay. Goes to the bottom, goes to the garbage. But these smurrying were designated by the manufacturers to make the hominid saiso or whatever to make. That's called only the cap according to the state of Chavazah. On the Chavazah is Gurad al-Machmir, the Maskar, and said that it's only this from Echilat Adam, and it could be doctored up and made better, this from the Usher, no case. But it's this from Echilat Keller, in which case of Chavazah can see that in fact it is most, even though it can be rehabilitated, go back to be able to make it edible, put there anyway, or let's over the top, yeah? But what over the top means in Chavazah? Over the skill of the top. What's an example of the primizer of something which is not over the top? Guess what? Smaller is. The same exact smaller, the hair of the smaller. As the Bakar Chaim uses an example of over the top. The primizer is an example of Ama ain't over the top. Why? You know what's going on over here? What's the key word? What's the word? What word? The skill of. It's a fundamental difference. I understand over the top. And I was, and if you saw the Makor Chaim, but I asked you to look at that, today you'll see that he's the Tosa. He doesn't understand. We'll get that shortly. It's a fundamental point. So the Chaim, I said, my gelatin is good. We couldn't understand. I couldn't understand for the life. What's going on over here? So I realized we're in the Kiva. And that's not what we're smart. I've come to the Chaim. Yes, no. You're asking me a good question, but that's exactly what Chaim Eisen said. Who am I to argue? I can't argue. The logic is, I can tell you a very good logic first. If something is made by Kodesh Baruch Hu for a particular purpose, right? Even though in the interior it becomes inedible, but that's just the way, that's the way that the Teva Akriya, where Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it in the beginning, that's the way it has to be. So therefore, although it became inedible in the interior, it doesn't make a difference. You don't say that the chain is broken somehow to give an edible. No, that's cop dark and shalola. But it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to go to the garbage. Since a human technology found a way to take a small percentage of that which goes to the garbage and somehow use it with technology and food technology, and in the middle of that food technology becomes instrumentular, then they don't say it's all in the cop. And most of the garbage to go to the garbage. I can hear it. I can hear two sides of the story. Yes, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
do with this stuff. My gut reaction is, and I'll try to speak to the butcher today, if I remember I'm going to ask him. My gut reaction is, Ad Hayom Azeh, most bones are going to the gut. Can they really? How much gelt is there? Awful lot of bones. I still think, and I'm about to check, you're right, check with your butcher. I'll check with mine. And I still think most bones are going to the gut. I'm also... Hallow is pale. All right. Maybe you're
right. Like you said, I don't think every bone is
going to be
that because
right.
It's not such a demand to
go. Exactly. I don't know, but that's my understanding. I don't know. I'll do some research on it. Now, everyone with me so far? On both sides, we finished the primary of the children. We just haven't finished the two riots that he brings. The month and the Ephraim administration. Those are the two riots of time of the Prince of the Jones. Those are both quoted in the book of Abraham and the book of Chaim. We have to analyze that right now. Okay? So we got through. You see, both we worked very hard yesterday. We got a little confused. Went up and down and back and around. Got a little dizzy. Both of them. Now, we have to now analyze a very important point. Very important point. We'll start a Gemara, as we have to always start everything. Is it Gemara? Yeah. Keller Gimel. There's a Gemara in the Sefer Tzemura. A chicken, which is a treifa. What does a treifa mean? It has a hole in its lung, a hole in its stomach. It's never a treifa. Okay? The treifa has... The treifa has an egg, made an egg, and the egg develops into a chicken, a tiny little chicken. What's the difference? Yeah? Right. What's the difference? What does Mars say in Tamura? What's it in? Bosom. Why? Because Mars is a very beautiful expression to explain why it should be bosom. What is the expression to Gemara? Why it's bosom? So the Gemara said word for word for the Gemara. Lamb and Allah from now. By the way, it's a bracket. I don't know if you noticed, look it up. The Rambam and the Rambam talks about it. Chaim talks about it. The Raiva talks about it, actually. It's an odd type of bracket. I don't know. Mar says, "Aim avagabe beisa, aim a gazal dechi mitzvicha, dechi aschicha ashra bi almo." When does this egg turn into a chicken? But in the interim, it's mitzvicha. What does mitzvicha mean? Rabbi Osai was mitzvicha. Like future part. Okay, that's a good way to say it. It's called ashra bi almo. It's like this dirt, and therefore it's the mitzvicha. Now wait a minute. At the end, it's delicious. Comes out of chicken. The chicken is fit for a royal feast, for a Sabbath table. It's moved there anyway. Do an egg is edible. An egg is edible and the chicken is edible. But in between, while the egg is metamorphosizing into a chicken, because of the miraculous natural process, you know, the chicken sits on top of the egg and gets its body warm. I don't tell you about the biology. The real reason is that the aim of Kagabu, the Kikamistukha. Tzachim Mishra Afra Biyama. What does he want? They're not for the Gemara. But the simple shot is, what's the simple shot? He did not begin. That's the eighth one. Rakat has the rule. For Reb Chaim wasn't satisfied with that. Reb Chaim risked to assume that he had our gears done, he said he gave his reason anyway. So the question is why? Why don't you do the straight talk? Reb Chaim says like this. And I'm sorry, somebody couldn't find Reb Chaim because the page was printed out of order. I'm sorry. Those things to happen. Those two pages printed out of order some of this. And the sister better find my lady. Reb Chaim says like this. Chaim says, if I have something which is a gufo shel issus, even though it becomes putrefied, inedible, afra b'alma, if it once again goes back to its original state of food, asur. The only time this drug in the Gemara applies, it became afra b'alma in the interim, and therefore, even if it becomes food again later on, it's still going to be permissible, is only when the entire prohibition will be called Yosei Min Ha'Asr. Is it expressed as Yosei Min Ha'Asr of? How do you know, as a matter of fact? The eighth Bas HaYana. What's a Yana? It's a non-kosher bird. I just can't answer the question. It's a non-kosher bird. Now, birds don't have daughters. What is Batayana? The Batayana means the egg. The egg. So the Chazal Dar says, and that's a person, a Batayana, is it Shmini? Give a look. Okay. Wow. Hold on. The egg Batayana, that's what I thought it was. Astrid. That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't. That's why an ostrich. So an ostrich lays an egg. So the egg is a daughter of an ostrich yet? Bob is the responding one. So that's called Yosef and Ostrich. What else Yosef and Ostrich, for example? A non-kosher animal gives out milk. Can't have milk. Pigs will be no ostrich. Why? It's Yosef and Ostrich. Not the pig itself, it's Yosef min ha'asr. So a beta and a cholov. These are this nature, which comes from a min tamei, it's also asr. Right? That's what it says. The Rambam says so, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Kol ma'achal ha'yosef min ha'asr 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 min כל הבאים במחיית מים, ובאתי אופי דוד עצמם, שנאמה, ויהי ספס היענות, זו בית סוטו. ועודים לכל האוסר תיאנה וכל הדברים אדום לבית. פרק ג' הלך א', שמותר איז, בחורת שעת ה', כולו שם על ד', לא בין המקורת של דרמה. Very nice. Says Reb Chaim, very good. You are only Osher of what he called Yosef in Osher, he means Tomei, if there's an unbroken link between the Dover HaYosef and the Dover HaTomei. You need a very strong and powerful and unbroken link to connect the Dover HaYosef and the Dover HaTomei in order to make it Osher and HaTomei. Not. And therefore, in the interim, it became Nitzko, Akra V'Alma. That link is severed. Goodbye. It's in a long review of Yosef and Osher. Finished. That's the command toward that Ramad Al. However, it only applies to the Yosef in Austin. And the only reason why it doesn't is because it's some ancient history. So once the history is broken, the line is broken, the timeline is broken, and then it cannot be recreated. But if something will be called Kufa Yisr, not just a Yosef in Austin who has to kind of, whose Yisr is established by some linkage to something before. No, it itself is Kufa Yisr. If the object itself is Kufa Yisr, and even if it's been turned into a Nitzvah Echilas Keras in some interim, and then we somehow reconstituted, rehabilitated, and now it's edible all over again, it would be up. That's a crime on Sadan Rambam. The Eino Min Tomei means that the bird is not itself Tomei. Eino Min Tomei means the bird is only a Yosef in a Tomei. Yosef in a Tomei. So the bird is a Yosef in a Tomei. And then, it's, but it's metamorphosized into a chicken. It's a point in time when it's cut off. Mitzvah Nachir of Terah, then it's put. So Reb Chaim explained that the Gemara's reason and the Rambam's reason are two independent reasons. But the Rambam says he has to give his reason to explain the Gemara's reason. His reason is the base for the Gemara's reason. The only time you say that Yosef and that much, the Mitzvah Nachir of Terah in the interim is in fact Mutter, is by Dover Yosef and Hosh. But by an issue itself, would not apply. This beautiful Pshat of Reb Chaim. Again, we thought maybe it's not book, because that's what Rambam had a different spirit. So you can say, look at the Torah, but Reb Chaim said it. It's cited by Rav Aaron Kutler. That's how, in Mitzvah Rav Aaron, Kehle Gerizei, a Simic Yud Zion, as a proof to his Nekudah. This is Simic Yud Zion, Sip Cotton Base. He's trying to explain that even if Yelitzin will become Mitzvah Achilles Keller in the interim, going to be Usher anyway, against the Prime Oizah. I, a Prime Oizah, wasn't up to the Gemara of the Seth Kamura, the Gemara by basis, a Frohan basis paper, so the Rabbi Kassar said, no! This Kulo of the Frohan basis paper for the Prime is said only by the Dabar Yosef in Usher. But whatever goes into the gelatin, it's bones, it's fat, and whatever it may be, it's not Yosef in Usher, it's the Mamish. But if the Mamish claims about conservation of Prime, even though it goes to a stage that's completely inedible, it becomes part of the food at the end again, it's edible, it goes back to its carbon to its. Yes.
No.
I believe so. You're reading it, so perhaps obviously must be considered right. Again, I'm assuming that my facts are straight. That's what I was told. The gel may take forever, the gel may take forever. There's another issue which I'm not going to discuss now. That is the original matter from which the gel is made, was it us in the first place or not? That's the trouble with the Shenkov, with the on both sides. And the substance that we make today is that it does constitute the word problematic. It's not pure bone, it's bone which has tastes of meat in it, maybe it has these little scraps of meat in it. It's not a pure dry bone. That's the assumption of the reality of things. Had the reality been different, had it come from bones that are completely dry and have no taste whatsoever, then you can still pull and say it's looking for a different reason. Don't do it this time. It was never us in the first place. You eat the bone. It'd be hard to eat it, but you could crush it up and eat it straight. But at any time, even if it was never made completely in this rough way in time. But again, that's not the topic for today. If you want, we'll go over and do some more research stuff. Yes? But in this case, we could argue the other way around. Which maybe it's originally not edible. It's not an issue at that point. I don't know. That's another good question. A very good question. Oh. This, therefore, is a balance of the Kumra that the Gemara Shmur is limited to a Yosei Min HaOtzu. Yosei Min HaOtzu. Incidentally, Rabban Kutna, I want to tell you, I thought we'd have another base merit. Do we have another base merit? Anyone know? Mr. Shaviyah? But let me bring it tomorrow. It's a big book. I don't want to bring my own. But get it if you don't mind. Caleb Allen. If you don't mind bringing it in, I want to. Yosei Simon Yud Zayin Sif Kutz Beis. You can look it up tonight, everybody's better. Missions are the Irish, Simon, Ute, Zion, Steve, Cotton Bay. Two colors. Tell it out. Or kind of there, tell it out. Okay? He says two other slurs are bound over there. It's a slur. One is the Nephroa and the Yotze Mina Yotze. A very good source. Let me Yosef and I'll say he learned two things. One, he learned a lot of the egg of Yosef and when I base the old scraper, that I agree for sure. But the second thing that I don't necessarily agree with is that the Ephroa is called the Yosef from the base. That's a very difficult point on the other side. What does the word Yosef mean? I understand Yosef to mean something which emerges, comes out of. An egg comes out of the bird stays the same. Milk comes out of the cow stays the same. Nothing's changed about the cow. Nothing's metamorphosized the cow into milk. The cow's the same cow. It gave out milk because it's a secretion that gave it out to our other. But it seems to me that the chicken is not a Yosef for the base. The base that metamorphosizes and becomes a chicken. I would not have used the expression Yosef to describe that. Rav Aaron Kotelo Lushi Toso. We're going to see soon as a rant about the honey. So the honey was choosing to dissolve in the honey. Rav Aaron used an expression Yosef up there also, which I don't understand it either. I'll say later what that's the trust is in the case of Rav Aaron. It's the trust you test. There are that expression that comes to the buster or maybe to the wings of the bee or some other beast. Someone got stuck into the honey and somehow got dissolved in it. You get this expression of Yosef, which I thought was inappropriate. The expression of the Yosef only comes out of it, secretion, goes out of it, milk or an egg or anything like that. But that's about it. It's not against it. And he said it's an expression of Yosef and Hayosef. Why Yosef and Hayosef be any better than one Yosef? Tune in tomorrow, we'll discuss. Not up today yet. I just want to see the start tomorrow if you can't yourself. Why what's one Yosef, two Yosef? What's the difference? But Yosef when I was also up. It was a play against the electricity when I was growing up, you know? You all onto the pole, and I was onto you, and you all onto me, and as long as you go on, it's still on base. Right? So we still play that game. Right, we'll see, you're right. The question is, why not? We'll see tomorrow. Give a look at that Rambam in Perek Yimah Alacha Aleph in Ashur Abiyas, in Macholah Pesurus. That's where the base of the Perek comes from. I already gave a hint to it before. We'll come to it. We'll put it on your mind with time. Perek Yimah Alacha Aleph, Macholah Pesurus. It's going to be the key to the end. Yes? Rashi said the last Rashi.
And this name is said, God bless her. Sending the flyers to the stage in which the egg is, but it's neither here nor there. That's how Rabban is another way out. A component, we have three ways out of the Raya of Rabban. One is Rabban. Only by Yotze and us is the Svara fly in Rabban Svara. Or Yotze, Mina Yotze, that's probably Rabban Svara. Or Kirsha Biyama, but it's not a part of Jel, so we claim. So we claim. Okay, you with me so far? Now let's go to the Chavos Das. Chavos Das, in his lengthy dissertation, says nothing about the Gemara and Tvura. Doesn't mention it. Doesn't mention it at all. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't mention it. The question becomes, what does that Gemara in Tmura prove, if anything? And I want to analyze that with you right now. becomes, what does that Gemara in Tmura prove, if anything? And I want to analyze that with you right now. It's very important in terms of our whole discussion. It all starts with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Rosh and Brachas, who's then quoted by the Mogen Avraham, but he has to look at another Brachas. There's a thing called musk. You ever hear musk? I think it's an English word. M-U-S-K?
Yes.
What is, you know what musk is? Where's our scientist? What's musk, yeah?
I think it's derived from the blood of the musk ox, it's called.
Very good.
The wild ox.
Very good. Good. No, you're right. Musk is apparently a very fragrant kind of a, right? Very good. Well, it sort of comes from blood, whatever that means. I have a machleg is what it means. My doctor's not a veterinarian, but he told me that he thinks that musk is a glandular secretion in the neck. That's very relevant. But you see, what is a glandular secretion? Milk is a glandular secretion.
The glandular.
Comes from a gland. What? Sweat, exactly. And the doctor thinks like sweat. With you. Why is that relevant? Because I would call that yotze min os. I told you before, secretion is yotze, as opposed to the gufa behem, which is gufa yisim. You look at the Rishon of Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, the quote about the Rosh, doesn't use that language. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he thinks that musk is muta b'achila, either it comes from the neck of the chaya is this. It's blood, dam even a chayat. Or what this is done is a musk ox kosher a tray if the Ramban of Chumash is tray.
What?
It's tray. It's a min tame. It's like a horse. That scientific community calls things somewhere. Look, I got to look at the Britannica, see if it has live hoof and see what chooses its card.
I thought it had horns, but it wasn't so
bigger. Horns is no riot. The trade that I have been kayas with horns is a... No, I realize it's not an axe, but the question is, the Ramban HaChumash on Parshas Kisisa, where it talks about the Samamana for the Torahs and the Shem and the Mishnah, at the beginning of Kisisa says, trade. Anyway, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, at the pshat that the dam changes into musk, and since the dam changes into musk, since the shtana legamri is an expression of bosa hashtal zina, we follow the here and now, we disregard the history, and it's mutar eat it. Gets to balamor. Balamor says, it's also eat musk. This is all found incidentally in the Rosh, in the brachas. It's brachas, if you want to look it up, it's in Perek, Vav, brachas, simon, lamed, hey. Comes up in the context of borei minim psamim. That's what the Mechaber quotes it. If it's grown from grass, it's isvev summer. If it grows from trees, it's atev summer. If it's from an animal or some other thing, then it's midev summer. That's what it could go with musk. So right there, the rush goes to town, and it goes to Rabbeinu Yonah, about a more of a fight, and then the Mogen Avraham talks about it. We're not discussing it, just kind of all. Oh. Now, he gives a mushel. Yes, Dave. Dab, right. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah was a mentor, I don't know. I don't know, I can't say for sure. I'm not sure. That's a good point, we'll get to that. It's a very good point. I'm not sure. I also thought it was dumb. I thought it was a mintor. I thought it wasn't a secretion. I thought it was not much the blood converted naturally into musk. Now I found out apparently it's tormented. And then they tell me it's only a secretion like sweat. So my facts are changing gradually. What do you mean? Apparently musk, I don't know what it looks like, but apparently it doesn't look anything like blood.
So
what?
If I have,
but that's exactly what the owner's trying to tell you, not that way. If it's Issa Shinishtana, it's Basahash Tazlino.
So
the musk comes out. I don't hear you. If it was shtana, it has to be the shtana of the gamri. We'll have to measure and see what the shtana is later on. Is there any honesty to yourself?
Unless it comes out as blood and changes outside the animal, it's inside the animal is what it is. In other Really,
you're going
to tell me it's a little bit more
worse. You're right. I don't know. I, let me do some more. You help me with your research. You have all those things there, those Caleb. Look up Musk and see what the Possum said. Yeah? I don't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying. Eating Musk, right.
It's like
perfume, yeah. The Balamor said, you know, you should know you can't eat. He made a side comment. You should know you can't eat Musk. Have you heard that you can't eat Musk? Musk is made for its fragrance, that's for sure. But if they guys want to eat all kinds of things, let me go on. So to prove his point of Eniyahu is the following mushroom. Apparently in all honey is not pure honey. Apparently honey, at least in the time of Eniyahu, had mixed into it very often little pieces of Dvarim Asurim. Whether it be pieces from the bee itself, you know, wings of the bee can fall into the honey, which then it gets dissolved and becomes part of the honey. Or the impression from any other, even maybe little pieces of meat. I'm not sure what it means, meat from the bee or meat from an animal. I don't know what he means exactly. And so it gets dissolved and becomes part of the honey. How can you eat any honey? We should worry about this. The answer is, Rabbeinu, if it becomes dissolved, looks and smells and tastes and feels like honey, it's honey. And ignore its history. Says the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a riot to prove that Musk is mutter from honey. Who says honey is mutter? Who says that? They're both wrong. He writes, V'gab raya zu tzricha raya. The Rebbe Magaron calls the Rosh. What's the raya going to say so? It's wrong. Now there's no raya to it, but the Magen Avraham has two very powerful kashas against Rabbeinu Yonah. I hope you saw it. Did you see the Magen Avraham? Two very powerful kashas against Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's chazim what the two kashas are. Very important kashas. One, for the Gemara Masech, the Krisis Tafhei. Tafhei Manal, excuse me, no. Becharis Navav. I'm mixing my Gemara. Becharis Navav. The Gemara is a very interesting biological assumption, which we don't really fully understand. It's called Dam Nekar Venasa Cholof. That blood is somehow transmuted into milk. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, whether it's nursing, so there's no period, or absent. I don't understand the biology behind that, but whatever it is, it says that I'm not, and therefore, says the Gemara, the din should have been that milk of a cow is awesome. Says the Gemara, it should have been that way. There's a puzzle. What's the puzzle? Eretz. No, Zobas Cholav Advash. The Torah would not have said Cholav Advash if Cholav was not kosher. It's a special Xeris HaKosu that milk is mud, even though it comes somehow or other from the original blood. Says the Magen Avraham, what do you see from that? If not for the Xeris HaKosu, which is a special Chiddush Mechiddush Le'afina, if not for that Pasuk, what would come out? Yisra Shenishtana is Asur. We do take into account this history. We can't say this only follow here and now. That's Kash number one of the Magen Avraham, isn't it? Yeah. No. Number two, you're right, Rashi stayed on. Number two, the Gemara in Torah, our Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Ephroach Beitzas Trefus Mutter. You know why? You know why it's Mutter? Not because it's Yisra Shenishtan. No. Not because it transformed the metamorphosis of A to B. No, that wouldn't be about there anything. Why the Mutter? For a different reason. What's a different reason? Who became an edible in the interim? But if it would not have been an edible in the interim, it would have been prohibited. So you see, now there's two Gemaras against Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gemara in Becharis and the Gemara in Tzvur are both against Rabbeinu Yonah. Therefore, it concludes the Magen Avraham. Rabbeinu Yonah is wrong. Goodbye. End of story. Yisra Shenishtana is awesome. Rabbeinu Yonah, who says his mutter, is wrong against two Gemaras. Ad kan the Magen Avraham. The Gemara in Tzvur, our Gemara. Of Ephraim, Beitzas Trefus, is the reason why it's Mutter, because it's Nisrach. If it wouldn't have been for Nisrach, the fact that it changed from an egg to a chicken wouldn't have been matter it. Eisach Nishtana. No, I didn't say that. Mutter, it's Nisrach, it's in the middle of Nisrach. It became an edible completely, Afra B'Alma. And then it became once again edible, so that's why it's Mutter. Had it gone from stage A to B without ever becoming an edible, Afra B'Alma in between, would have been Osir. Two Osir the Gemaras against the Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's how the Magen Avraham ends off with a bomb. Goodbye. I've been telling you wrong. End of story. Yes, sir.
Does that say that all the bases we have, unfertilized bases, that we have? Hatzinger also, because they never developed into chicks.
What? Awesome. Why? Why is it awesome?
You said it's chicken or snitch.
But I'm
the
chick.
You don't
have
to
chicken
if you're chicken. You know?
Silver's not chafing. Yeah. Now. Hold on. Shh. We can't allow our Meniota to be derided in this way. It rips against two Gemaras. This cannot stand. Came along the Makor Chaim in Sibet Tov, Samach Zayin, Sifkot Dalet, I believe it is, and gives a Meridik Eteres to these Kashas. Meridik. And Rabbi Osai, the Mekor Chaim is based on last week's Pasha. Better late than ever. Till Tuesday, until we finish Mavis Ever. Last week's Pasha we read, V'lechem v'koli v'charma lo sofu aretzem ayom hazeh. As Yisrael Chodosh. Frank the Gemara increases that, hey, why must it say lechem and koli v'charma? What is lechem anyway? What's it made from, lechem? Kolia caramel. Lechem is made from grain. Kolia caramel is roasted grain or plump grain. We'll look at the translation. Plump grain. Or lechem. Kolia is parched. Roasted. They don't call grain. Toasted. Whatever it may be. But that's what you make bread from. Bread is made from grain. So why would this be a special pasuk of lechem? Says the Gemara Kriyas Tafe. Were it not for the pasuk, we would have thought the lechem is butter. Why? Because Kali is Issa Be'enei. That's the original form of the Issa. But Lechem is not Issa Be'enei. What means not Issa Be'enei? We have a word for that. Nishtana. It changed. If it changed, then it's Mutter. Offer the Gemara. If it's changed, it's Mutter. That's the Raya for Rabbi Yona. The Bogan of Rome said Rabbi Yona. Raya Shlo Tzricha Raya. Here it is. The Gemara Kriyas Tafe. Add the Makor Chaim. There's another Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, the Kufcha from an Aleph. It's very important. A person took blood. We can't even imagine this. Blood. He took blood and he used Hikfer Sadam. What does Hikfer mean? Kafui? Frozen, coagulated. He made it into a salad. Says the Gemara, he's awesome. Why? The Ha'akshave. The Ha'akshave. He made it important. Apparently, the most significant way of consuming, of ingesting blood, actually it's so hard for us to imagine the chlal ingesting blood, but the more significant, the quote-unquote better way of ingesting blood is when it's in a solid form. Whoa. Okay? So the akshave. But if he took something which is like chela, which is a solid, and he made it into a liquid, frank the Gemara, how do you know it's chai? Frank the Rashba, what do you mean? Why should you be chai? Shtiyah b'chlal achila. Gemara Rashba and chul kufcha from al. Answers the Rajma like this, in the Chulin of Kufkaf, that if it wouldn't be for Akshavei, lo osra Torah el aderech v'riyosan. The Torah only prohibits something in its normal creation, the way it's created normally. Which means, a change from solid to liquid, a liquid to solid would be enough of a change to be what we call nishtana, and it would have been mutter. And the only reason why it's not mutter, because it says a pasuk. V'lechem v'kali v'cham, which you read on Shabbos. And lechem is aser. And what does lechem teach you? That if it's asheveh, then the shtani is not a heter. So Makor Chaim, in one fell swoop, said two major sodas. Number one, that there is a source for the heter of the shtana. The source is lechem v'kali v'cham. The lechem would not put a pasuk, would have been mutter. And number two, there's an exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule is asheveh. What is Akshavei? Says the Makor Chaim, based on the Rashba there in Chulin, and a Rashba in Brachos Lamed Ches, believe it or not. What is Akshavei? If it's Darkon Ve'omed Lekach, like Zeis and Vanovin, from grapes and olives that are destined to make wine and oil respectively. It's Omed Lekach, Darkon Lekach, so the Bracha is a separate Bracha, it doesn't go down to a Shahakal. The Gemara of the Baruch, the Rashba explains. So too over here. What is grain made for? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put grain in this world? For bread. So if you made lechem, it's Akshavei, and therefore there's an Issa Chodesh. And it's Laban al-Akpal Kulo Yatsa. It's a binyanav. whenever it's achshave, it's always going to be osur. But it's not achshave by implication, what's it going to be? It's going to be mutter. The whole sugya increases in the sugya cholin. Is the makor chayim? With this, Rabbo said we answer both kashas of the Magen Avraham against Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's chat them, all the two kashas. If you'll tell me the what, he's a shenishtana, he's mutter. So why is it? Why is it that the blood converts into milk? And the blood converts into milk, and we would say it would have been us, but for a special pasuk, which is a chidush kish le'afina. What's the answer, Rabbo Sai? What's the answer? The fact that some or other, according to the Chazal's version of biology, the blood of a cow turns to milk, no, what do you say about that? No? That's achshave. That's the way of the world. Dark of over the cow. Obviously, that blood that a kodesh brought with extra blood, that's how it works, put into a nursing cow, was put there in order to be able to make milk. That's how kodesh brought built it into the teva. And therefore, avada, there'd be no hender of mishnishtan in that case. And what's the second kashrut of the Magen Avraham? No, come wake up! What's the second kasha of the Magen Avraham? I'm also a little disappointed. We just had two kashas, you forgot one of them already. Exactly. You have a computer. To take notes, you don't have a computer for that. Beta Sefroa. He can go up and down faster. Beta Sefroa shall trefa. So it's mutter. So the question is, why is it mutter? Only because it became inedible in the interim. Were it not for that fact that it became inedible, what would it have been? Would have been also. What happened to the Heter of the Shtana? What's the answer of Osai? It's all made the dark on the cow. A Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world this way. And it should be, the chicken should have an egg, and the egg should develop into a chicken. That's all made the dark on the cow. Therefore, it would have been also. But for the fact that Nisrach made Be'amta and Afra Be'amah, the Baltic. He ends both the cows like this. Beautiful. The Baltic, from the Kor Chaim. That's what he says. Action go to Raj. Yes. You mean action the Rosh by Dipsal Mechila's Kelton? It's a different option. This some are different. I mean, it's a third cousin. Mele Rabbi Osai, let's get back to Rabbeinu Yonah. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? He was matter two things. What was he matter? One was the Moshe, one was the Nimshel. The marshal was, if you have some stickle of flesh, meat, chalicer, which gets transformed into honey. That's not achshave. That's not only the dark of the cop. It's not the way of either wings of bees or pieces of meat from whatever other non-kosher source to go into honey. No, just this one. It fell into the honey. And some of it became nishtana into honey somehow or other. That's called nishtana, which is not achshave. That's why it's mutter. What about musk? So musk, the Makor Chaim fudges a little bit. He fudges a little bit. First by musk, he says, it's kilkul me'ikara. That's a chapliya. Kilkul me'ikara, that's exactly, that's the Ran said. It's not already honest. But he said, it's even out of kilkul me'ikara, it's almost nishtam. Then he says, efshar de lo nasa raklif omin. Oh, maybe it only happens sometimes. I'm not sure what that means, it only happens. I don't know enough about the musk process.
He's saying it in order. It
says two separate svaros.
They read together.
I think I do separate. Okay. So this is what the Makor Chaim, he gets a little bit in trouble when it comes to the mosque. He says, all right, it's into the same terms. Again, so I don't know enough about the process of and the production of mosque. I can't really comment intelligently whether it's what epsilon. I don't know what the words mean. Yes. I don't hear what you said. The K, yeah, sure. If the K was some piece of Easter food fell into honey and came dissolved and became honey. It's not optional, it's not dark of all the capital of this trait of food. No. A piece of chada falls into the honey.
Are we talking about wing of
bee? Here's the wing of a bee. That's not meant to become honey. It's supposed to fly away as long as the bee lives. The bee, a wing fell off. No, fell off. The merit of the guitar to the Makor Chaim. Narabosa. Narabosa. Let's analyze gelatin. We're back against the gelatin. What should it be according to this? What should it be according to this? So here we have to go back to what we spoke about earlier. The Makor Chaim is l'shitoso l'chavaz das. I made allusion to this earlier today. That how does he define the davka of a kach, the omer of the kach, without a particular word? What word? Now you don't tell us the word? Mitzchila, correct. From Chaim, I would rather have mitzchila the kach. But the Makar Chaim doesn't have mitzchila. The kach doesn't have it. Shmarim, most shmarim are in the garbage. But if you designate these shmarim to be used as an agent to make the dough rise, then it's called omer of the davka of a kach right now, once you made a decision. The same thing with blood. So the Kochan talk about blood. What is blood? What happens to both of the blood of the world? I hope it's true to this day. Goes to the garbage. The blood of an animal goes to the garbage. There's only blood. Dude. Apal PK. The Mekorchayim in discussing the Gemara in Avkhun Avkhun says that blood, once it's designated for human, I guess some kind, I don't know, we can't even understand it, but we're talking about a Rishon here, over East Sedan. I mean, for disease, I can't
say this. We call it blood.
The
humans say this. The whole group.
Oh, yeah, the, I don't think you do that. They're like chopping chickens' heads off.
They drink blood.
I thought that was one of the Bacchus of the tribe. They're still living in the, they haven't come out of the school of the Bacchus of the tribe. Whatever it may be, according to the understanding of the Gemara Kuhn Kuhnkopf, apparently, if you're already going to consume blood, the way to do it is to eat it. That's the Pashava way. That's the Pashava way of consuming blood. Ooh, I mean, it's so disgusting to us to even contemplate. But, you know, we have to be man enough about it and read the Gemara. The Gemara says, let me read the Lashon of the Gemara. You're not going to believe it. Kuhnkopf of an Aleph. They're going to cool it. The Gemara says that the Kuf of an Aleph. And also, Hikfas Adam Vacholo, or Shehikfas Achele Bugamor, and he made a liquid to a solid, a liquid kite. Bishlomo Hikfas Adam Vacholo, came on the Akfe Akshuve Akshuve. Yeah, Lord. When you make the blood freeze or coagulate, you're making it kosher. Why are you making it kosher? I found that's the way to... Guys, you're going to have blood, that's the way to do it. You're making it into a solid, you're making it...
You're not making it into solid, you're just letting it sit there.
It's sitting there, question. Actually, you're fire, how do you do it? I don't understand how to do it.
Someone told me by the wood, by the slaughterhouse, it's going in, a lot of times like fresh blood, it comes out of the cafe killer. And it's hot, and they like the stuff. We sit down and have the goats in there. They go for it, it's
fire. What can I tell you?
That's a vampire group.
So the Makor Chaim says that if a human being decides he wants to eat blood, he makes it kosher by solidifying it, he's akshavet. Now, it was not over the tchil rakach, that's for sure not. Both was thrown to the garbage. So here you see the Makor Chaim, the shittos of the chavaz das, if I made this shmurim, and this shmurim are over the kach, so therefore we can say it's prohibited. I have the dam is over the kach now, so we understand it's activated, considered over the calf. Dark over the calf is lush from the Makor Chaim here, and then once again prohibited. But Chaim Hoyzer would never bother with it. See, he, in his way of thinking, the principle of dark over the calf is only when mitchila, it's destined, that's the way it's supposed to be consumed. It's supposed to be put into the garbage, and you have a craze, you want to use it. That's exactly the machlok of the shittosam. Yet, nafkamina fichel. According to the Chavaz Das and according to the Makor Chaim, it would be considered a problem. It would be no good. It would be considered no good. Unless you'll say, you can say this, but no reason to why we should say it, that Nifsel Mikelev has a different definition of Omer Lekach, or he denies Omer Lekach by Nifsel Mikelev, maybe, because the Chavaz Das is only talking about Nifsel the other. But the Pashas, it's not that way. So the Pashas is Nifsel Mikelev, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's over the calf. So the Pashas, the Machlokas of Chaim Hoyzer with the Mechavaz Das, which repeats itself in the Makor Chaim, is critical in terms of gelatin, consider omer lekacha. Rav Chaim Oizer says no, because you need omer letchila lekach. And the Chavadat we saw before said yes, and then we see again in the Kavach Chaim, he says yes. That was omer lekach. After the Akshrei, even though most of the ritual is supposed to be thrown to the garbage, it's afal pike, it's still considered to be a problem. It seems to be one more thing that according to Rav Chaim Oizer, we're better off by the musk, perhaps. Because I told him the Kavach Chaim had a problem with the musk. He said something which I don't know the facts well enough to comment on. It was a problem. According to Rav Chaim Oizer, the musk is a little bit better, no? Why? Because the musk is mostly not edible. It's either thrown out or it's used as a fragrance, not a malachila. So that would come out, that one thing would come out a little bit better, I think, going through the Chaim Oizer. Yes?
For one,
what is
the
yeah, for the mirror. No, only the Makar Chaim would put together all these deciders. He put together all these said a Shir Klali. He put a Gemara and cooled them. Who said it all goes together? That's not the Makar Chaim will withstand that. He'll say, this has nothing to do with what we spoke about before, with the Nips or the Gamma. Sure. No. The existence of Sa'ar in the world, what Sa'ar is this for? Sa'ar is what? You have dough. Kadosh Baruch Hu made grain. Right? The grain is, what's grain made for? It's meant to be chopped up into flour. Right? Flour is made for what? It's not going to take two aspirin and see me in the morning. So you take two aspirin like a good boy. It doesn't mean that aspirin is food. And if you just, I'm hungry. Okay, have some aspirin. That's just. Dog is hungry. Boop, boop, boop. Give it aspirin. The aspirin spit out. This is not even dog food. It's garnished.
How do you know?
Maybe some dogs eat it. Don't find some dog. Butler Dito is a color clover. I mean, it's not. By the way, we have so much to talk about. We have so many things we haven't yet discussed this week. By the way, another thing, before I go further in this discussion, of how